The only picture we have here from this synagogue was established in 1881, just in the backside, and it was a very deep estimate. You can see it a little bit until today. It's more like the end of the parking place here. It's got a deep inside. And the house in the front of the street belongs to the Orthodox congregation, but it was destroyed and rebuilt in a little bit different way than it was before. For example, there is a photography of the time of the 1920s when it belongs to the Orthodox congregation. Here is a gate, and then you could come to the backyard to the Orthodox synagogue. And this synagogue was destroyed in the so-called Reichskristallnacht. It burned down completely. And in the neighborhood of the Orthodox congregation, there was impressionary a firm for making books, so-called G. Braun Verlag. And this Christian neighborhood was the winner of arisation and took all the property of the Orthodox synagogue. And so nowadays you have the address, Karl Friedrich Street, number 14 to 18, whereas the former Orthodox synagogue had the address number 16. Nowadays it's all property of G. Braun. Even there was restitution after 45, aber there was no more Jewish Orthodox life in Karlsruhe, I told you. This is a few Jewish people. In 1988, this little placard was made to the wall. It's not from the city of Karlsruhe. It was made by an agreement of the Jewish congregation nowadays with the firm of G. Braun. And I think it's very, very small. We are not very proud of this. We had some ideas to make it better. It's a little bit a problematical situation here in the front of the street. The idea was to make a greater placard with good information at the wall of this building, but it's a little bit difficult with a nowadays firm. We will see, but we are in interest to have a better placard than this. You can't see it if you don't know.
Ah, der Hof, cool, haben wir das auch. Nee, das ist ein Tipp.